I'm super happy. Are you happy? Welcome to the Be You, Find Happy podcast. Here you'll find tips and tricks to inspire you on your way to happiness, to live a courageous life of authenticity, and learn how to speak your truth with grace. I'm Michaela Johnson, and welcome to our podcast. Some amazing human on this earth plane. I am so grateful that you are here. Just wanted to take a second and say, if you click like or hit subscribe, it helps this podcast continue. I want you to live the fullest expression of your experience in life, and you can find so much more by visiting beyoufindhappy.com. There you'll find Empowered, my motivational journal for women, links to all of the various books, and so much more. Thank you for being you.
Good morning, Vidya. Welcome to the Be You, Find Happy podcast. And gosh, I'm floating right now because it's such an honor to get to talk with you. My listeners have heard me talk about your books that I have read, and just all of the beautiful things you are doing in the way of light working and ascension. And I'm just incredibly honored to have your presence today. And I'm wondering if you could share with the listeners a little bit about your journey, how you came to be where you are, and kind of the work you're doing.
Okay. It's lovely speaking with you also, Michaela. You are just a really bright light in this world. Let's see. You know, my story goes way back, you know, probably, 50 years ago when I first, you know, kind of woke up spiritually. And, I guess, you know, it's even been that long that there was some part of me that just knew in this new, millennium that we're in, you know, a whole new way of life would be born, you know, a golden age of some kind. But, you know, way back then in the early 70s, it just seemed so far before we would hit that. But, you know, that's always been at the back of my mind, you know, and I went through, you know, I've, you know, taken on, doing a lot of therapy and, you know, workshops for people. And, you know, and then I moved into more of a healing mode and, you know, I've done a lot of groups and then written books. But what happened, you know, once, especially about, maybe 20 or even 15 years ago, I really started realizing, okay, where is this new age, you know, that's been talked about for so long and that I've known was coming. And, you know, that the whole term of ascension started coming, you know, into my awareness and the fifth dimension. And I immediately just resonated with it. It was like, I was just waiting for that terminology. And so, you know, I've gone through my own process of ascension. Of course, it's still going on, as it is for all of us. But I guess it was about maybe 10 years ago, I began writing about it. You know, I came up with a website. I've done a lot of blogs. I've written now 4 books on the ascension process. And it just keeps opening up more and more, and it gets more and more exciting, even as it gets more frightening in a certain way, because we're going through transitional times now and everything is amping up. So anyway, I'm just delighted to see it's here now, and I'm, you know, in it with everybody else. And I, you know, in a certain way, I can be kind of a, you know, a scout, you know, I kind of ride my horse ahead to see what's there. Yes. And come back and report. So that's how I see myself in a way.
I love that. That I like when you said that, I got the vision of like Paul Revere.
Yeah, right.
You know, so as you were talking, I didn't draw this connection in this entire time until you were talking about the terminology New Age.
Yeah.
I never drew the connection that is the ascension.
That's
and
it.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah. We are actually entering into it now. You know, all these years people have been talking about it, you know, because it was coming in, you know, even like I say, 50 years ago, you know, bits of it were coming in, But now it's just, you know, we are in it and we're actually kind of even past what used to be called New Age, because that's what was appropriate for the Kali Yuga, you know, and we're now shifting out of that into the Sat Yuga. So, you know, we are becoming entirely different beings. We're becoming very different. The world is very different. And so new things are coming in, and we need to be able to drop what no longer works for us, even though it may have worked for many, many years, you know, really awakened us. You know, we're becoming whole different beings now, and new things work. Things are working faster. You know, we are much more powerful beings than we ever have been before.
It's interesting. As you're talking and describing all of this, I look down at my notes on my phone, and it switches, the clock switches to 11:11.
Yes, of course. Yeah, that's one thing that, I mean, you watch the synchronicities, and, you know, the numbers are one of them. You know, if you make that important, you just tell your guides, yeah, I love seeing those double, triple, you know, numbers. You know, they will show them to you, and other kinds of synchronicities. I mean, it's just, it's so fun, you know, when you really get on that wavelength, you know, the things that come together, things that suddenly make sense to you.
I've been researching a lot about numerology and the vibration of numbers in general, to better understand how they are angel guide messages and the
right.
synchronicities and things. And that's really profound. And kind of like way above my pay grade, as far as, you know, physics and stuff like that.
Right.
Goes. But, I'm constantly amazed at how it's almost like a map if you're in tune with it.
Yes.
I mean, you could almost turn left or right.
On, yes. You know, and you're absolutely right. And in a certain way, and it sounds negative, but it's actually positive. Our path, you know, those of us who are on this path into 5D, is getting narrower and narrower. We have fewer and fewer decisions to make. And that's because, you know, we don't have to spend time saying, oh, is this the right way? Or should I do this? Or, you know, it's like it's being laid out for us more and more. We're being guided very, very carefully. What we need is right there ahead of us. Sometimes it's there even before we realize we need it. You know, you have something you have to figure out how to do. You know, you're just standing in line at the grocery store and somebody's talking to someone else and there's the answer. You know, out of, you think, how did that happen? You know, or you're watching a series on, you know, on TV of some kind and the answer's in that. Or a book
yes.
reading. It's just, it's
yes.
so amazing how everything connects together. And it's just really setting up your life to make it a lot more easy and more obvious which way to go.
And, you know, so for those listening, I've done a quantum healing with this lovely, amazing, super insightful soul. And, so as you know, I'm going through my process here and I'm, you know, evolving and changing and growing. And what I find is that it is so difficult to actually go against what the soul purpose is at this point. Like it
yeah.
is almost more challenging
yes.
to fight it, to just allow.
Yes, that's exactly true. It's a great way to phrase it.
And I find
yeah.
myself, you know, you could almost call it self-sabotage. But it's not, because it's sabotaging what's not working.
Yes.
To allow space for what is needed.
Yes.
But it feels like almost like, well, why on earth did I just do that?
Yeah. You can't understand, you know, what was it that had you do that? And until after you've done it, it's like, whoa, now where am I? You know?
Absolutely. And it's just really, it's really incredible to, I'll say take witness to, because I feel like I am being guided so strongly,
yeah.
in greater forces that I know are within me, that are higher self, but also
uh-huh.
feel like a collective.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you've got guides around you, but it's also your multidimensional self that is now descending down into your body. And wow. You know, you're realizing how multidimensional you are. You know, there are soul extensions in other dimensions, you know, doing other things. You really aren't just this one little person down here. This is just one part of what you're doing here. It's a very important part at this point because of the ascension process. But there's just a lot more going on, you know, within us and right around us than most of us are aware of.
Absolutely. So the new age is here. The yeah. world has been in transition. Why do you think we're suddenly more aware of it? Or why do you think that those of us that have felt crazy for so long are suddenly going, oh, I fit in now? You know?
Right. Well, the main reason is that there are huge waves of high frequency light that are now streaming onto the earth.
Wow.
And they are actually what are responsible for causing this ascension process. You know, the earth, you know, spins around about every 26,000 years within the galaxy, you know, this galaxy that we're in. And at this part of the galaxy, there are these high frequency lights that just shine on everything. And it's not just the earth, you know, it's our whole solar system that's going through the Milky Way part of our galaxy at this point. And so every 26,000 years or so, the same thing has happened on Earth. Everything here has the opportunity to ascend into a much higher dimension, you know, to make this quantum leap. And so that's the main reason these waves of light, you know, the people are waking up so fast. It's these waves of light. But, you know, that's the really good news about these waves of light. The not so good news is that they're also very disruptive of everything that is 3D that is not working for you, that can't go with us.
Right.
So, you know, you get all this disruption that's going on and also this awakening. And that's what's, you know, really causing the everything actually that's going on the earth at this point are these waves of light. And another thing is, you know, things are getting so awful at this point because of the disruption and because of all the darkness that has been on Earth for millennia is now coming to the surface. And because people are seeing it, they're looking for answers. And so they're waking up because of that as well.
And, you know, one of the first book of yours that I read, I had been experiencing all of these various symptoms and I'd gone to the doctor. This is years ago. And, I felt for years I'd been going to the doctor, felt like I was a nut job, just felt crazy. Like, what is going on with this ringing in my ears? They're doing sticking needles and neuro, whatever, trying to figure out. And there's nothing wrong with me. I'm totally fine. And I read your book and I'm like, okay, this is that. So can you explain some of this stuff that people might be experiencing as far as, I mean, not just the emotional component, but the physical symptoms?
The physical as well. Yeah. You know, there is, like I say, a huge process going on with us. You know, our multidimensional selves are actually entering into our 3D physical bodies. This has never really happened before, even every 26,000 years. This is new. We are taking our physical bodies with us. And so we are getting upgrades and downloads. You know, new systems are entering our body. You know, our whole frequency is being upgraded. And, you know, just on the physical level, our body is shifting from a dense carbon-based body to a much lighter crystalline-based body. You know, the bodies are just upgrading. Our dormant DNA is being activated. Our brains are being rewired. Our cells are being infused with light. You know, we're bound to feel all kinds of strange things. And so, like you say, you know, there are pains and aches that come and go that people, you know, can't explain. People feel dizzy, weak, you know, ringing in the ears, headaches. Sleep gets really messed with. Some people are sleeping, you know, 12 hours a night at times.
Yeah.
Other people can't fall asleep.
Right.
And great fatigue, you know, exhaustion. I just hear this over and over again. You know, our bodies need to rest and sleep as much as possible. The other thing that's happening is old injuries that never quite got fully healed. They're resurfacing for people. Old disorders are reactivating because they haven't healed. A lot of this stuff, everything that's in our unconscious is coming up to the surface. It needs to be let go of all the traumas we've had. Everything needs to be healed. But it doesn't have to be this long healing process anymore. You know, when something comes up for you, you just sort of have to recognize it. Don't resist it, but don't fall into it either. You know, it's just coming up to be recognized, experienced for just a bit, and then released. And the way you can tell the difference between something that you really do need to go to a doctor for is if a symptom just stays and stays and stays, then you probably need some help with it. But a lot of these ascension symptoms, they come and they go and they don't make sense.
Right.
And that's how you know. But you know, there are just other ones too, like just on the energetic level. You know, you can go around just feeling very disoriented all day long, bumping into things. You can just feel, you know, kind of wonky. You don't know why.
Right. Or even like a loss of a word.
Yes.
I've had that happen.
Where Oh my God. Yeah.
How come I cannot remember this person's name, or that I can't remember the name of this restaurant that I've gone to for years?
Oh, for years. I know. I mean, and those of us who are in our older years, I mean, that's really happening. I have to just talk all around something. What is that green stuff called? You know, grass, right? It's grass. But you know, the other thing that's happening that's causing a lot of this is that we are in the process of jumping timelines. And you can kind of feel this, the way it's been explained that I think really says it for me, is like you're on a moving sidewalk, right? Going through your life, and it's moving along at a certain pace, and suddenly you feel yourself jumping to another timeline that's moving suddenly much faster. And, you know, you're wobbly at first. You know, you're looking around, oh, where am I going? You know, what's around me now? And so, and it eventually kind of evens out until the next timeline needs to be jumped onto. Because, you know, ascension is just kind of like that. You're just moving faster and faster at a higher and higher frequency.
And I actually recently just did a little video about this on my Instagram, because it's really magical to me how time is such a construct and that we really have the ability to manipulate it. I mean, based upon our experience of something. And I've really had this where, you know, I'm learning to fly right now. And when I'm in the air, it's almost as if time doesn't exist.
Yes. That's
and,
right.
You know, we've touched down from flying and it felt like maybe, you know, it was a half hour or something. Uh-huh. And it was 2-3 hours that went by. And it's like, what? How did that even happen? Yeah. It's profound.
Yeah. Time is stretching and it's also compacting. And like you say, you can manipulate it. You know, if you're rushing, trying to, you know, get to an appointment on time, stop rushing and just say, I'm going to be there on time. You can manipulate it with your intention, and you'll be there on time that is right for everybody that you're going to be meeting. You know, maybe if it's a doctor, you know, the doctor's going to be running late,
or
if someone else has to show up first, you know, it just know it's going to be for the highest good, because like you say, you know, in a certain way, time is actually collapsing. It's collapsing into the present moment. That's what the fourth dimension experience is, more and more.
Never before in my life have I been such a lack of a planner. I mean, I used to have, you know, vacation 1.5 years from now planned out. And I literally have found myself living completely in the moment. And that's not to say I'm not doing the things that I need to do to make finances and whatever, but very much just living in flow. And I never fully understood that. Like my first spirit guides on the planet, my human guides, they, you know, they would talk about living in flow. And I never could fully understand it until more recently.
Yeah. I mean, it can be scary for people who, you know, really do like things very orderly and feeling on time and being respectful to people. But you get into that flow and it's like, oh, wow. This is so much easier.
And it pans out so much better than you ever could have controlled.
I know. You just begin trusting it more and more, you know, because you just see it really works. And, you know, because so much is happening so quickly now, we are moving so fast, you really can't plan the future. No. You know, you think you can, you kind of have to, you know, okay, I'll be, you know, doing this on this date and you can write it in your calendar. But so much can change so quickly. So you just be very light with it. You just kind of float above it, you know?
Well, you know, what happens. And even just in thinking about us and this podcast today, you know, we had a different date that was before my quantum healing. And then that didn't work out in that way. And I'm so grateful now because I feel like I know you on such a deeper level. And, so even that, you know, even just trusting that. Then I was upset that day that I was so upset that I missed it, but it all worked out exactly as it was supposed to. So on that note, I frequently have the not good enough narrative. I'm not doing enough. I'm not being enough. I'm not enough for this person. And in one of your books, I don't remember which one it was that I read about this specifically, but it talks about the AI implant that leads to the guilt, the shame, and those feelings. Can you help those listening understand what that is all about? Because I know a lot of people that have that implant.
I know. I'll tell you, just about every light worker I work with really has this very strong in them. And I'll tell you, for a number of years before I realized about what this was, you know, and we've called it the superego, the inner critic, you know, and there's been lots of books written on that. But I had always felt something's not right with this. This doesn't feel like it's a natural part of us, but, you know, I figured out ways to work with it. But then a number of years ago, I came across someone who has the code name of Cobra. He's a Pleiadian contactee. And I don't just listen to anybody and everyone who, you know, claims this kind of thing, but there's something I really resonated with everything he was saying. But he's the one who said that we actually, all of us, have an implant that's been inserted into our frontal lobes of the brain that creates this thing that we've called the inner critic. And this was inserted millennia ago by dark forces that have been called the Archons. You know, they've been called other things, but they're fourth dimensional beings who have actually been controlling the planet for thousands of years. They're a hidden presence, and their presence is becoming more and more known now. But anyway, when they came onto the planet, you know, and just became aware of the human beings who were present at that time, because they had very highly advanced technology, they were able to alter the human body blueprint to include this implant. And they did this in order to essentially control us, to keep us weak, a lot weaker than we could be. Because as human beings, we are magnificent beings. You know, our full capacity that we're now waking up to is just amazing as far as beings in the universe are. So that by producing, you know, programmed messages in us, they have kept us weaker. You know, and these messages are of shame and guilt.
Yes.
Fear, self-judgment, and also a sense of separation from the divine, which we are. You know, how we have to constantly call in the divine. We have to meditate to get back into knowing that we are divine. And this is all part of this implant. And they thrive on the energies of low frequency emotions. And that's that story. And you can either accept the story or just believe it's it's just something that's part of us. It really doesn't matter. But to understand this, you can just start talking back to those messages when they come up. You know, sometimes, you know, and it gets weaker and weaker in me because I've known about this for a while. But, you know, shame will come up or something. I'll just say, oh, shut up. And the whole thing just stops. It just stops.
Wow.
And the important point really is now that it's something that is now diminishing in power over us because their power is waning. They are now in the process of dying. Their presence, you know, really is weakening because they are now being sucked out of our reality. You know, as the frequency of the earth and humanity rises, they can no longer really have the strength they've had here. You know, their whole control structure is collapsing, but this is going to take a while. They are still here. They are fighting back really hard now, and we can see that out in the world. But if you tune in, you can feel that this implant is weakening inside of you.
Yeah.
So that's what I suggest to people. You know, be aware that this is something that isn't even part of you. It's been put in there. And, you know, it's just this programming machine is all it is. It really doesn't have to do with you. It's a machine that just keeps, you know, giving you these messages.
So as you're talking about that, you know, I'm thinking so many things in the world that I want to ask you some questions right. about, but even just with myself lately, you know, I've even been kind of in tune with like how I went hiking up in Desolation Wilderness recently, and it was, you know, hot and high altitude and all that. And it got up to this beautiful, cold, glistening mountain lake.
Yeah.
And I had a moment of, oh, you know, it's not appropriate. I don't have a bathing suit. And then I went, no, it's absolutely appropriate. Yeah. Strip it down and go swim. And I did. And it was so freeing to feel that sense of like these narratives And even when I think about love and compassion and things like this, it's like if we understand that the concepts of oneness and the concepts of collective energy, it's much easier to be empathetic towards others and not judging towards self.
Right. Right.
And I'm struggling with it, but I'm aware of it, which is new. And I feel like that is part of the telling it to stop. You know, just having an awareness of it, even if I'm not powerful enough to prevent it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You're just standing up to it. And, you know, there are two kinds of things that seem to be, holding on the longest within people. One is self-doubt, you know, even though you may be given all kinds of reasons from other people and it's obvious that you're doing really well, self-doubt still manages to come in. And the other one is judgment. And it's interesting to watch that one, you know, whether it's of yourself or of other people. You know, you may be standing there with someone you absolutely love and just, you know, really respect. And, you know, they may say something that, you know, doesn't quite jive with what you think, and judgment is immediately there. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yes. So you just realize, oh, there's the machine going again. Yep, that's the programming. Keep judging other people. Keep separation going. So, but like you say, it's the awareness of it that starts wearing it down. You know, it's not as powerful as it used to be because you know what it is now.
Yes. So on that note, I'm thinking about how, you know, I'm looking at this as programming and the dark energy, and I really can see this in people as far as pressure and fear from the government, how can people, you know, I know a lot of people are awakening to this, but I think there are a lot of people that I see even in my psychotherapy practice that are coming to me now saying, you know, I fear I'm going to lose my job if I don't get a job.
Right.
I fear I'm going to lose my job if this, or I'm afraid of this, or I'm afraid of that, or people that are just afraid of the, you know, the ever hateful, yucky V word, or COVID, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
How can people move through this during this time? How can they trust?
I mean, this is the big question. You know, there is a bifurcation taking place you know, on planet Earth at this point, with people going in two different directions. And the way I see it, you know, because I've been talking about this for a long time, even before this whole mess of COVID, you know, came into view last year. We're all making soul choices as to which direction we're going in. Not every soul is choosing to, you know, make this quantum leap into a higher dimension. You know, the soul knows, this is just a little bit too much. I need more time in 3D and 4D. My evolution isn't quite there. It's a little bit too hard. And so those people, you know, have already made that decision. And then when this thing came along about the shot in the arm, it's kind of like that's the mechanism that's being used to have people go in one direction or the other.
Wow.
And I know it is extremely difficult for so many people, you know, with family members and, you know, good friends that you've always had so much in common with. And you know very well that you're not ever going to do this. And this person is, you know, that they just did it, you know, without even really thinking about it.
Yes.
And so we need to realize that some souls simply aren't choosing ascension at this time. And, you know, others may be sort of on the fence now. Maybe they haven't gotten the shot, but they, you know, they don't know about 5D. They're not really interested in ascension. But there are going to be several waves of ascension. You know, there's going to be like the first wave of people, you know, probably now we're all focused on ascension. But, you know, a few years later, others will be coming too. So if you know people like that who, you know, are really good-hearted people and, you know, very spiritually aware, they will probably be coming a little bit later if they are, you know, in this first wave. But we really need to be willing to let go of the people who are obviously no longer on the same path with us. We have to trust this. And we want to feel the feelings, you know, the grief. We have to experience the grief. You can't, you know, just bypass it. But then, you know, just feel it, but then do your best to let go. Don't wallow in it. Just trust that this is the path that they have chosen on the soul level. And this is the other path that you're on.
I like that because my other question to you was, how can people move through it with their emotions when family and friends are, you know, not vibing up? And I have heard a lot of people in my life say, I feel like you're leaving me behind.
I know.
I feel like you're changing or you've changed these terms. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is that before all of this really started in February of 2020, I have an astrologist that I meet with every quarter and she's magnificent, but she had told me, you know, about Pluto coming in, et cetera, and that I was going to be shedding my skin. And I had no idea the level in which she meant that at the time. But I look back on it now and, you know, that process is through October of 2022 and it feels, and now I get it. And I'm like, and she said, the world is going to see your transition. They're going to see your transformation.
Yes.
And I still didn't fully understand it, but now I completely, and I hear it all of the time and it makes me sad. Like I feel, you know, and I don't have a sense of greater than. It's not that at all.
Yeah.
It's a sense of can't exist as I was.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you can't. And everyone really is coming to that, that they're realizing you can't bring your stuff with you into the fifth dimension. You know, it has to be, you know, worked through. But like I say, it's much easier now to work through stuff. A lot of it is just sort of experiencing the feelings, really getting it. But you don't have to work for years and years on it like we always used to in the last 50 years. It's just to be seen and then let go of. And then you realize what's there now. And sometimes it's kind of an emptiness, you know? That's one of the things I talk about in my books is, you know, I've called it the ascension void. You know, when your whole life seems to be emptied out and your life gets very small and the roles you used to play, you know, that they aren't there anymore. And, you know, relationships aren't there anymore that used to be, and you just don't know where you're going. Your whole passion has just sort of died. This is the in-between period. You know, your old 3D self is moving out, and your 5D self hasn't quite shown up yet. And so it's a period of deep, deep reflection and healing. I mean, that's the opportunity, and that's what a lot of people are in at this point.
I felt that so intensely last year. It was as if a ton of bricks got dropped on me.
Yes.
I felt like suddenly I was like, everything I'm doing is no, I just yep. don't, it's not like I literally like full yep. breaks, you know, and it took me a hot minute to dig deep and go, yep. okay, what is there? What is left now? What do yes. you see? What, you know, and I was meditating. Oh my goodness. I started, you know, and I would be meditating 20, 25 minutes was my practice. I would be meditating for an hour.
Yeah.
And still, you know, felt like I needed more.
Yes.
And then I finally came out with some clarity of like, okay, no, now you know what you're supposed to do. And what's funny is it's not at all what you thought.
Yeah.
You know? Yes. But you know, it isn't, you know.
Some people do end up doing something kind of like what they were doing before, but it's in a whole new context and a whole new context.
Exactly. I'm yeah. still doing psychotherapy, but yeah. in a totally yeah. different way.
Right.
And I'm no longer, you know, and I felt sad about it for a period of time. But at first I was all happy oriented about, you know, helping yeah. people journal and move through trauma and this. And now it's like, I am really gravitating toward the people who are feeling lost in an awakening process and uh-huh. needing guidance. And right. that's kind of the direction I'm going, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And those are the people being drawn to you.
I feel that. I yeah. do. And you know, what's interesting is for the longest time, through all of 2020, you know, I would speak a little bit of truth and then I'd turtle in and be like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Oh my goodness, right. what did I do? And now I'm like, no. I get to do that. I get to show up like me. I get to do that
yes.
and trust that the right people are going to need to hear it and yes. it's going to be okay.
And you know, that's a process that everyone is going to be going through more and more. We're going to be showing up and having to show up with what we believe, who we are, and what we know. And those people who are afraid of doing this, you know, like it doesn't feel safe, that they're going to have to just, you know, gird their loins, so to speak, and do that and speak truth as you know it. And that's what brings in this higher you, this multidimensional self, even further into you, because you are standing up for who you know you are. And it is safe. That's the thing we have to know. You know, as unsafe as it feels out there, if you really show up with all of who you are, you realize you are creating safety for yourself.
Absolutely. I, you know, and you and I have talked about that a little bit, and I'm learning to trust that. I am learning to trust that if, as long as I show up as me,
yeah,
it's right and it's for the highest good and it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And it's protected and it's guided. And,
yes.
and I felt that lately. I have felt that.
Ah, good. Yes.
You talk a lot about this insightful information that you glean from different star communities like Pleiades, which interesting enough, you know, in my quantum healing that came up, and the seven sisters I've always resonated with as when they're in the sky, I feel uh-huh. like, glowy and happy. And, you know, so when that came up in my quantum healing, I was like, well, I could have guessed that because
yeah.
I love it. So how do you get this information? How do you get these downloads?
Well, you know, several of my guides are Pleiadian. And so, you know, they've just been there and they've become much more, you know, I say visible, I see, feel them with me. But I hear them really clearly. And also in my healing work, you know, with all these different clients bring their guides with them. So, you know, I get information from a lot of different, species out there, a lot
wow.
of different kinds of beings. And also, like I said, there are other sources that I read, not very many, but they do resonate with me, you know, like Cobra that I mentioned. Yes. And he's Pleiadian. So, you know, we all just have to tune in, because I think a lot of us as light workers, you know, we come from other star systems. So it's obvious that we would have these guides from those systems, especially now that the awakening is coming up, you know, is happening here. They are arriving, you know, on this level to be with us and to guide us.
Yes. And, you know, my son, as we know from doing the healing together, also originated from there. And I did not, but I met him there. And what's interesting to me is how much he is assisting and helping me right
now.
Yes, right. I mean, it's really incredible. Like, I'm so grateful that he chose me, you know?
Yes.
And I want to honor his insights, because it's interesting. He's even been sharing some stuff as far as like astral travel and wormholes. Really incredible. And I'm holding space for that, because he, you know, the veil has not dropped yet.
Yes.
He is still very in tune and connected to it. And so I'm like, want to soak it in while I can, you know, while he's still there.
Yes.
Do you think that this new generation of starseeds is going to continue to have that connection?
Oh yeah, I do. You know, I don't see the veil dropping on someone like him. It's just, it won't, you know, and I know what you're feeling. My daughter, you know, many years ago, was similar. I always wished I had a tape recorder when she would start talking.
Yes.
You know, she would just start speaking, you know, from this other place in her stuff that she knew. And it was just so exciting. So I know what you're saying. Yeah.
So the other day we were out fishing and he says, well, you know, Mom, I had a map and I got to choose where I wanted to come. And I'm just frozen, just taking it all in. I don't want to forget any of it, you know?
Right.
And then the minute he's done and moving on, I'm like writing it on my phone, right? Yeah. Because I want to be able to share it back with him too, at some point, you know? But it's been incredible. And he's had that, I mean, since he could talk, he's been sharing stuff where, like, literally, you know, I would stop in my tracks and go, what? You know, what did you just say? You know, and it's been really a neat part of it. And I'm so grateful, because I feel like I've needed that too, you know?
Right. And, you know, you may have listeners out there who have children who are like that, but are having a lot more trouble in interfacing with this world. And I really want to, you know, acknowledge that too, because some of these beings are so sensitive, you know, just being here in 3D is really hard on their bodies. It's really hard on their minds. And if they've had, you know, their baby shots, you know, autism is caused by, you know, vaccines over the years.
Yep.
All kinds of stuff has been done, you know, to these beautiful beings, but to not give up hope, because a lot of that stuff can be turned around. You know, there's new technology coming on the planet at this time. It's not quite available to the public yet, but it will be at some point. And anything that's been done to people, you know, like that, a lot of it can be turned around. And so, you know, if you have a child that you know is a light being, you know, who's here to really bring in the new age, you know, just keep knowing that, even if there's a lot of difficulty with school at this point or with, you know, behavioral stuff, it'll work itself out, that, you know, your child is here to help bring in the whole new earth.
It's so spectacular. I mean, and I even remember when everything happened with COVID last year and he got told he couldn't go back to school, and he loved his teacher. You know, he had a moment, and I said, how can I help you? And he said, can you put on the calming music? I just need to meditate for a minute. Yeah. It was like, wow, it's so amazing. Yeah. You know, sometimes we'll be in the car and I'll want to talk to him, and he'll say, Mom, I'm enjoying the quiet. I'm in my happy place. Okay.
Yes. Very true. He's lucky to have a mom like you. That's for sure.
I feel like I'm lucky to have a kid like him. Like, I'm going to go to my happy place too. We'll do that together. But so the other thing, that I've found, and I'm really curious about this is, you know, I'll have clients and I see them back to back on a Tuesday, eight clients for a day, sometimes nine. And it's as if I could like literally erase all the words because they're saying the same thing sometimes. I mean, it's really wild. And then I feel called to like do a little Instagram video or something and share what I just shared on repeat for eight client sessions. And one of them that came up last week loud and clear was the exhaustion component.
Yeah.
You know, people were saying, I'm so tired. I was always a go-getter. I was always someone who was doing this and doing that or planning this or planning that. And I'm just exhausted. Is there something wrong with me? And, you know, my messaging was rest. You know, you're basically an infant learning to chew solid food and walk. Uh-huh. So take this time for yourself and recognize that it's because we are upgrading and we are relearning, and we are shedding, and that's exhausting and it's tiring. Should I be trusting this? I don't want to be giving everyone wrong information.
Well, you know, like I said, exhaustion is one of the most common ascension symptoms that I've seen also. And I hear it everywhere. And it is because of ascension. And I don't think you would do wrong anyway to say that rest. I mean, the body
rest.
Exhausted needs to rest. It needs as much rest and sleep as possible. It just really does. And, you know, if you hear it over and over again, yeah, obviously, you know, you're being told this is something to, you know, tell other people about. It's common. So yeah. I'd say really go with that.
So one more thing, and this might be a little bit oriented negatively, and I don't want people to take that away, but you know, the reality is there is this cabal, and they have not had the greatest intentions for humankind. What's your input on that? What's been coming in for you, and what do you think is on the horizon? You know, people are kind of panicky right now about the powers of it and what can come.
Yeah, you know, it's a pushback thing that is going on now because they are losing power. They really are. A lot of it is because humanity is awakening. A lot of it is because, as I said before, these archons are kind of disappearing. They're being sucked out. So these cabal people who are, you know, they're mainly from just 13 bloodline families. You know, they're the most powerful and wealthy elite on the planet. And they've been behind the scenes controlling governments and institutions and the corporations, religions, the media forever. And they are now losing power. So they are pushing back. And, you know, their intentions, as we know, are to completely control humanity. And they've been trying to do it through this, you know, fake pandemic thing. And, you know, just in case people don't realize it, I mean, throughout history, they have created all the major wars. They have financed both sides of the wars. They've assassinated people. They've been trying to depopulate the world, you know, forever. And this is just their latest thing that has been the most successful than ever. But like I say, they are now losing control. And they are beginning to divide into factions and they're fighting each other. And yet they are still, a lot of things are still in control. But there is, you know, what's been called the global alliance out there that behind the scenes, that they have evidently been doing really incredible stuff, really scary stuff. But, you know, from what I understand, arrests have been made, captures are being made. They are rescuing the children from human trafficking. That's a whole rabbit hole that can either go down or not go down.
Yes.
But people are waking up like I've been saying, you know, people are realizing and they're standing up in their sovereignty. They're saying no more. Wow. And, you know, I'm about to come out with a blog about it, how, you know, we don't hear about it a lot here, but in Europe, there are huge demonstrations going on because the mandates there are really severe now.
Yeah.
But hundreds of thousands of people are are protesting now in the UK, Germany, and, you know, France, Italy, Germany. And, you know, to be aware of that, to realize, okay, you know, there is a real big push on both sides now. But the thing that I would like to say, and it's not out of fear that I say this, but just, you know, what I call just pragmatic wisdom, is that it could get really rough for everyone for a while, you know, in this stage ahead of us. We've been hearing about the storm that's going to be happening this fall. Mm-hmm. And it's going to come about, you know, from what I can gather, that disclosure will start happening about the pandemic and about probably a lot of other things. People are going to go, you know, really kind of crazy with this. Mm-hmm. There may even be war for a little while. There are going to be earth changes that people have been talking about, false flags that may happen. Yeah. The mandates and the lockdown control could get even worse. And, you know, institutions are going to start collapsing. So this is what has been described for many, many centuries by prophets and all the indigenous elders. They were in the transitional times. You know, to make this huge leap into a higher consciousness, all this stuff has to happen. It has to collapse, and it's going to be dark for a while. But the whole thing is to keep in a higher consciousness. If you keep in a higher vibration, it can all kind of happen around you and under you, but you don't have to, you know, go into a lot of fear or pain. But one thing that I've started doing, and this is just me, because I like to have the food that my body can digest at this point. Yeah, and there are a lot of things coming out now about food shortages that are predicted. Yeah. Prices are going to start skyrocketing. So I have been, you know, just storing some food that I know I can eat, and supplies and supplements that I need. And some people say this is just going to be for a short while. Others say it's going to extend into next year, you know, that we've just been experiencing the dry run so far, you know. But the important thing, like I say, is that we all have the opportunity to live in a much higher frequency than the rest of the world that's going through all this chaos. And the waves of light that are coming in, it's like a bandwidth that you can just tune into. And it can keep you in the frequency of love and joy and oneness and, you know, just peace in your own life. Just live your whole life the way we're talking about, you know, just in the flow and just knowing everything really is being perfectly laid out for you. So that all the stuff that will likely be happening in the next year need not be so challenging. You know, you just know that what you need is going to be given to you. And if you have, you know, this urging inside you, oh, I want to be prepared on the physical level, then start doing it now. Because people are saying, you know, within a few weeks, you know, when fall happens, that's when a lot of this stuff is at this point being predicted to happen. Of course, nothing is set in stone. All we can talk about are trends and predictions and, you know, what we're feeling inside of ourselves. So,
well, I started storing seeds and food last year.
Well, I have actually done it since Y2K.
I bet.
Way back then, things were so, but I have never taken it so seriously as now.
Right.
You know, it's just like, okay, now it's time. And so I've got, you know, mason jars filled with all kinds of stuff. It just feels good, you know.
Yes, it does. And you know, me flying, me learning to fly. So I grew up in a flying family. My dad, you know, et cetera, my in-laws, et cetera. But me learning to fly was a big part of that. Mm-hmm. I felt it was really important. And it was kind of the catalyst. And then it obviously opened up a whole world of, you know, self narratives that were no longer serving me and part of the ascension.
Right.
And it became a much bigger thing than I ever expected, but all divine.
Yeah.
Even in timing. So on that note, on the idea of flying, and, you know, you and I have talked a little about that in my quantum healing as well. You know, Donald J. Trump started the Space Force before he left his presidency. Right. What do you think about the potential for human travel as it pertains to these other civilizations?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
What's coming for us there? Yes. What do you think? What do you think on the horizon?
As you know, some people may know who've done the disclosure work. It's been happening, you know, since the 50s and 60s. You know, there's been this secret space program that, you know, there's a lot coming out now about that. That's been going on for, you know, decades with information from other civilizations that have been here. You know, some of them have crashed, some of them have just landed and given this information about these much more highly evolved kind of spacecraft. And so, you know, there are certain people in these programs who have been to Mars many, many times and to other planets. You know, there's so much out there on the civilizations that are already, that have been, you know, in process on Mars. And it's not just the U.S., it's a lot of different countries, you know, Germany in particular, but also other space beings, you know, and also on the moon. So that kind of travel has been happening already. And a lot of that stuff is now coming out to be available to the public. And, you know, we're seeing it in this new, quote, space force, you know, and different people who are, you know, talking about how you can take a tour of the of space out there now, you know, just like people do on the Earth now. So I do think, you know, within the next, you know, couple of decades, absolutely, yeah, that there will be that availability.
Well, I've seen a couple of times where I live here near Desolation Wilderness, I've seen things that are indescribable. And yet the news tries to say, oh, that's the Trident D5 missile test. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Nothing on this planet moves like that.
Yes.
Nothing on this planet has looks like that as
yes,
far as colors.
Exactly.
It's not a drone. This is,
yes.
And even just the colors coming off of this thing
yeah.
are like hyper white, et cetera. You know, I mean, and they can say all they want, but my gut tells me differently.
Oh, yeah.
And
if you just read anything by Stephen Greer, I mean, he has been trying to get the U.S. government to, you know, acknowledge this for years and years. And then there's, you know, James Gilliland up at SETI in Washington, who, you know, they see UFOs every night, you know, and they track them. There's so many videos out there now that
even videos of the pilots. Yeah. Pilots that have said,
this is
not describable.
Yeah. It's been declassified, all of that stuff. Yeah. So the UFO stuff is, you know, to me, it's old news, but for a lot of people, it's brand new. And it is quite something that governments are now just saying, oh yeah, right. You know, they have existed and we have been in contact with them.
I've recently read this book. Istok Bentov, Stalking of the Wild Pendulum, on the mechanics of consciousness.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you're familiar with it.
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, I'll share that with you offline because it's just absolutely profound. But what's interesting is that I had read that book, on human consciousness, astral travel, etc., bending space and time, all that. And then I had a friend send me a document from the CIA that literally references this man's work.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I sent it to another friend who is very high up in the military and said, is this fake? Like, and he said, no, it's not fake.
Yeah.
They've hidden so much stuff from us.
Oh,
for years.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. But like I say, a lot of it has been declassified now and it's actually available on websites, you know.
It'll be really interesting too to see what comes out with the work from Nikola Tesla and the free energy, everything there.
Yes.
And you know, Donald Trump's great grandfather was involved in that.
That's right.
It's all coming together. All these things are, you know, leaking out and starting to make sense. And it's really profound.
It is.
So what do you encourage for people that have listened to this podcast? They want to understand better their sole purpose, where they're going. They want to trust more. How can they get in touch with you? What do you recommend people do who maybe are feeling a lot but don't understand it?
Okay. Well, you can either go on my website, which is my name, .com, VidyaFrazier.com, or you can go on Amazon and look up my books. And if someone is, you know, kind of brand new to all this, my first book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, is a good introduction to the whole thing. My latest book kind of goes into that, but then it really tells you how to navigate these times, you know, all the stuff that's coming up, how to deal with it, how to understand it. So those are two different ways. Either go on my website and you can see that I give these quantum healings. You can read about them. I also just give ascension coaching sessions. You know, if someone, you know, just wants to talk on, you know, online with me. But there's all those different ways you can do that.
And as always, I put everything in the show notes. And for those listening, I've done the quantum healing. I've read the books. It has been such a tremendous assistance in just feeling able to trust and allow and know that I'm being divinely guided and, you know, really kind of coming into my soul purpose. So if you're feeling any kind of sense of needing some guidance or seeking, this is definitely the woman to go to. Ah, you are so amazing. I just adore you. I'm so honored to get to kind of tap into more of all that you are. And, you know, I'm also going to be looking to do another session on, career focused stuff. Cause I've got some big things happening there. I'm excited about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. And I just really, I'm with such honor and gratitude.
Oh, well, thank you, Michaela. You are a beautiful, bright light out there. I am so glad you're doing your podcast. I look forward to seeing you again.
Okay. Same to you, Lydia.
Take care. Okay. Bye.
This has been a BU Find Happy podcast. For more inspiration, check out the links.